secret to building a million-dollar offer? Change your shoes. Put on the shoes of your customer and look at their greeds, look at their fears, and look at their baggage. And make sure you've addressed each and every one of them. The more of those you can address, the more solid your offer will be, and the more money you'll make, and the easier you'll sell. And you know what? I'm gonna give you a little secret. The better your offer, the worse your copy can be to sell it.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? All right, we got a powerful episode today, so we're going to make it quick. But here's the deal. Are you ready? Learn.com, LURN.com/CF Summit. C for copy, F for funnels, summit. Learn.com/CF Summit. Man, we've got thousands of registrations pouring in. It's going crazy. The crowd's going crazy. I can't wait. I'm so excited. You guys, you know, I geek out. I love copywriting and funnels. I believe it is the superpower to make sure you never go broke. I don't care if you have a laundromat down the street, or if you sell, or if you're an affiliate, or if you have an email list, or if you have products, services, consulting. I don't care. You need to learn about copywriting and funnels. And I have got 17 of the world's best of the best. These 17 experts collectively have sold over $1 billion worth of products on the internet. I got them all in one place for 2 days, absolutely free, live. Copy and Funnel Summit. It's happening on November 8th and 9th, and you get a chance to sign up for it right now. All you need to do is go to learn.com/CF Summit. We're even doing a pre-party Sunday night on the 7th before it. It's going to be epic. We're going to show you how robots can write copy. Oh, it's so cool. This whole event is off the hook. It's free, and I'm doing it as a service to this country, to this world, because anyone who knows me knows that one of my biggest missions is to bring the message of good copy to a million entrepreneurs. This is part of that. I just know how much it impacted my life and my business, and I hope it impacts yours. All right. So today's episode is all about how to build a million-dollar offer. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to give you a sneak peek because one of our keynote speakers for Copy and Funnel Summit is Alex Hormozi. Now, I don't know if you're living under a rock. He wrote a book that this year has taken the internet by storm. And in that, he gives you the formula to creating a $100 million offer. Well, he's going to be giving you that formula during our Copy and Funnel Summit. He is our keynote speaker, one of them. He's epic. But I'm going to give you a little precursor. I'm not going to get into his content, but today I want to share with you something I've been doing a lot in 2021, and it's helping make our offers way better. One simple technique. If you are looking, now I don't care if you write copy for others or if you do your own products, you need to have the ability to create a million-dollar offer, right? If you're a copywriter for others, one of the first things I used to see when I wrote copy for other people was that the client would give me, excuse my language, a shitty offer. Well, look, I can be the best writer in the world, but I can't sell something no one wants. So I'm a great copywriter. I'm a legendary copywriter. I will just self-proclaim myself. I'm good. But I can't sell a course on skipping rocks across water, because ain't nobody want that. Right? So I want to go over today, big part of the Copy and Funnel Summit, we're going to go over how to create a sexy offer. I mean, Alex is going to give you his whole formula, but let me get you thinking. Let me give you a little sneak peek so you get really excited about the Copy and Funnel Summit. By the way, if you're watching on YouTube, are you pumped? Are you excited about the summit? Are you going to be there? Type a yes into the comments below. Let's get the chat going. All right, let's get the yes in the comments going so everyone sees it, right? And make sure, remember, we're giving away prizes prior to the event. We're giving away prizes during the event. We have a pre-party. Oh man, there's just so much for you to engage with us on. Make sure you engage with us on it and don't miss out on any of it, okay? So back to the conversation at hand. One of the things I've been doing in 2021 to help make all of our offers better is sitting down and simply changing my shoes. What do I mean by that? Okay, I love to use funny examples so that way you always remember it. I want you to physically imagine yourself being Mr. Rogers coming home, taking off your shoes and putting on a new pair of shoes. And if you don't know who Mr. Rogers is, I just probably showed my own age now, but go Google it. I want you to put the shoes on of your customer. I literally want you to do this. I know you're thinking, you're hearing me say this right now, and you're like, oh my God, not this avatar exercise, blah, blah. Have you actually done it? Have you actually tried it? Because it's freaking awesome. Take any product that you're trying to sell, okay? I'll give you an example right now. Let's take something completely off the, I can't think of anything on the spot. Okay, let's say I'm trying to sell a video camera to someone who's in the videography business. I'm looking at a video camera right now, so I picked this up. I don't know anything about video cameras. I don't know anything about the video camera business, so I'm going to use this as an example. I want to show you the versatility of this exercise. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to say, okay, here we go. Here's how you create a $1 million offer, the number one secret. What is going on in the mind of my customer? What are their greeds? What are their fears? And what is their baggage? Three things I want you to write down. Greeds, fears, baggage. What do I mean? Okay, what's a greed? Well, if you're in the videography business, your greed is that you want to make more money. You want to grow your business. You want to be more successful. You want people to look at your work and see art and say, see, people in the video business, they're not just in it for the money, right? They actually, more than paying them, they would love for you to come and say, damn, that is good work. Man, I love that shot. I love that video. I love that picture. I love that editing. I love that select, because it's art. So you write all that down. You say, okay, they want to make more money. They want to make more profit. They want to grow their business. They want to get their work complimented. They want to be considered an artist. They want to be exclusive. These are their greeds. These are the things they want. It's not bad. It's okay to be greedy, by the way. It's all right. It doesn't have to be a negative thing. Just don't do it at the harm of others. That's when it comes bad. So people want all these great things. So you write those down. The second thing is, what are their fears? Okay, they're afraid of the camera breaking down. They're afraid of the camera being too expensive. They're afraid of the camera being, the lenses on the camera being too expensive. They're afraid of the camera being out of style in 6 months. They spend all this money and then in 6 months there's better cameras out there. They're afraid of how heavy the camera is. They're afraid of changing their cameras because they're comfortable. Then I want you to make a list of all of their past baggage. Listen, all of us have been around. Imagine this. Imagine you are starting to date a beautiful woman or a handsome man, right? But they're being a little difficult. How amazing would it be for you to just know their entire history? Like, imagine you could just touch them and see their whole life. So you could see the past relationships they've been through, the heartache, the pain, the problems, the good, the bad, what they like, what they don't like. How much stronger could you make that relationship? Well, I'm giving you the ability to look into the mind of your customer and do that now. So I look at baggage. Okay, what could the baggage be of someone who's in the video business? Cameras that have been really bad to them, faulty, always broken. Cameras that haven't been reliable. Cameras that have done that are crappy. Warranties that weren't honored. I have no idea. I'm just not in the business. To write all of that down. So imagine this, right? And you go through each of those. So as you're writing your sales message or as you're writing the features, you're looking at the greeds and you're thinking, imagine a headline that says, a camera so amazing, everyone will instantly recognize you as an artist. Your clients will instantly recognize your art. I have no idea if that means anything to those in the video business, but wouldn't it be worth a try? Did you see how we took something that's in the mind and the heart and the soul of that client and turned it into a copy? Then let's say we took a look at one of the fears, and one of the fears is my camera will be out of date in 6 months. And what if you made one of the features, one of the benefits, one of the limited time promotions, buy this camera from us today, and we promise to give you full trade-in value for a minimum 6 months. And we'll give you 80% trade-in value for 12 months. And we'll give you 60% trade-in value for 2 years. Man, now the person's like, wow, I got an insurance policy on buying this thing right from day one. I'm protected. So you start to look at the greeds, you start to look at the fears, and you start to look at the baggage, and you can craft an offer and craft something that just makes everyone comfortable. So you look at the baggage. Someone might say, well, in the past, my camera kept breaking and it was a pain in my butt. And the person who I bought it from, they disappeared. The store was gone. And so you as a store owner say, I'm really glad you brought this up. Well, you know what? I love you, but I can't promise that I'll be around tomorrow. Things can happen. But as part of our cameras, if you purchase them, we buy you an insurance policy that's brought to you by such and such company. That's a third-party company. They're a multi-billion-dollar organization. So if anything happens to my store, God forbid my store were to go out of business, they come in and they will pay you back for the camera. The person's like, dang, right? So you sit down and you have to immerse yourself. So the secret to building a $1 million offer, change your shoes. Put on the shoes of your customer and look at their greeds, look at their fears, and look at their baggage. and make sure you've addressed each and every one of them. The more of those you can address, the more solid your offer will be, and the more money you'll make, and the easier you'll sell. And you know what? I'm going to give you a little secret. The better your offer, the worse your copy can be to sell it. I'll give you an example right now. I have a briefcase in front of me. I open it up to you, and I say, this briefcase has $1 million in it, right? Cash. You go ahead, test it. Take it to a bank. Have them check the notes. It's $1 million. I'll sell you the briefcase for $10,000. It's $1 million in it. I'll sell you all of this. How hard do I have to write copy? Do I have to create sexy webinars and VSLs and written sales pages and videos? And no, I literally already wrote the copy. It was like 19 words. This bag has $1 million in it. You can get it tested. Here's the certification from a bank. I will sell it to you for $10,000. Boom, done. Out the gate I go. Great offers mean crappy copy can sell them. Remember that, offer is everything. So you want to learn how to build killer offers? Join us on the Copy and Funnel Summit. Listen, the URL will be in the description right below. It's LURN.com/CF Summit. 17 of the world's best copywriters and funnel builders in one place. Absolutely free. No gimmicks. One day on all about copy. Day two, all about funnels. We are going to show you the best of the best that is out there in the world on this stuff. It's absolutely free. It's our annual event, our first annual event. We won't do it again for another year. Don't miss it. Go to learn.com/CF Summit, all right? And join us. And again, onicpodcast.com to binge listen to all of our episodes. Click subscribe below. Leave me a comment. Click yes or type in yes in the comments if you're pumped and excited about the summit. And I don't know, do other stuff. Connect with the community, all right? This is Onyx Khan reminding you, life pushes you. Stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. I cannot wait to talk to you and meet you and see you and you know, talk copy with you live on our Copy Summit. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.